Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Perhaps you've heard before the origin of the one Christmas carol, Silent Night. It was in 1818 at St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf near Salzburg in Austria that Pastor Joseph Moore faced a problem the week before Christmas. It was just a couple of days now before Christmas, and the church organ broke. And an organ repairer to come repair the organ would need to make a significant travel such that it would be impossible to repair the organ before Christmas. Pastor Moore, along with his friend Franz Gruber, decided to improvise that week and created an anthem for their worship service that could be sung without the aid of the organ. Silent Night, Holy Night, was written to be used by a guitar and the choir to lead the song of the people. There are many times in life when things just don't go as they were planned. Maybe that job you had planned for, worked for years to obtain, was eliminated because of the economic crisis. The person you so desperately wanted to be with you as the perfect person decided that the same thing was not true in their mind. Maybe the child you hoped would excel academically or in sports turns to be talented in music instead. Or the coach you had hoped would bring improvements to the team's records disappoints you. In many ways, our lives don't always go as planned. Families seem scattered in distant places or in different places than we had anticipated or thought. Life doesn't happen as planned for the shepherds in the field either that day. Instead of keeping watch over their fields of sheep, an angel comes to them and tells them that the Savior of the world was wrapped in cloths in a barn. And while the Emperor Augustus had made a plan to take a census of the whole world, the emperor forgets to count the one for whom centuries will come to worship, a baby that had been born in the barn. And life didn't exactly go as planned for Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph hadn't planned to be visited by an angel or for a decree to come that they must go to Bethlehem or to find their birthing quarters in a stable. But now they are the parents of a holy family. Themselves as Jewish people, they were anticipating a Messiah to come, but not God coming in this way, as an infant in a manger, was not what they had anticipated or planned. God hidden deep in the flesh, working under the sign of opposites, as Martin Luther calls it, a child born in poverty to common parents taking a trip they had never taken away from home. God's son would go then on to do things in a sign of opposites, recruiting tax collectors and fishermen, despised sinners in this rescue mission to culminate in the ultimate opposite of the cross. God taking the unexpected and unplanned in order to accomplish God's redeeming purposes. It keeps happening with God in the creation of all things, wrestling with Jacob, a child born to Zechariah and Elizabeth, Israel's freedom from slavery. And no one really anticipated that Christ would die on a cross and then be raised on Easter morning. We had thought God had finally decided to abandon us. Surely now, under the sign of opposite, God finds our life and redeems us in ways we hadn't planned. In this winter weather and the storms of life, our plans are changed at time, and we can be reminded that God's plans are bigger than what we can imagine. God takes the hopes and dreams of a young couple in a small town to make them the parents of the Savior of the world. And God can take all of our plans and dreams, and to the darkness of our lives, the darkness of our world, bring the light of Christ. Isaiah announced that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And Paul reminds us that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. In the familiar account of Christ's birth, the sky is bright with the heavenly host singing, "Glory to God in the highest." And amidst this broken world, we proclaim that the Prince of Peace is born this day among us, God in human flesh, in Christ's body and blood, so that we too become bearers of the divine light of God to the entire world. That carol, "Silent Night, Holy Night," or in the German, "Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht," was first sung without an organ in 1818. But it didn't receive instant worldwide recognition, surprise it to say, like it does have today. In fact, it was buried in the organ bench until 1825, when a friend, Karl Mockenberg, started to rebuild the organ at St. Nicholas Church in Salzburg, and found the music in the organ bench. He decided to start singing it with a traveling choir he had, and it became performed throughout Europe. And when he came back home, the carol kept spreading. It became a popular song. And today, that song is sung at Christmas throughout the world. And today, we too are part of this same movement of God's surprising news of grace, of bearing Christ's light to all the world. We too go throughout the world, throughout our lives, to distant lands to share the news. Jesus Christ is born today. Bear that light. Alleluia.
His cradle we stand. here came the wise men from Orient land. So the King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend.
Flow, praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy.